Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and welcome to the first of two Christmas shows of music played on the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ. The unmistakable playing of Reginald Dixon in Blackpool's Tower Ballroom in 1961, and the toy trumpet, composed by Raymond Scott and first heard in the 1937 film Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm. Incidentally, that film also featured Animal Crackers in My Soup and On the Good Ship Lollipop, sung, of course, by Shirley Temple. While the toy trumpet has gradually become a Christmas song, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow was a firm seasonal favourite from the start. It was written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein in Los Angeles during the very hot summer of 1945. Bob Salisbury borrows the delightfully gentle swinging tempo of the original Vaughan Munro recording on his arrangement played on the Page organ in the Casino Theatre, Avalon, on Santa Catalina Island. Thank you. One of the oldest pieces of Christmas music must surely be the March of the Three Kings, which originated in France in the 13th century. It's never been a favourite in the English-speaking world, possibly because of poor translations of the French lyrics. It does, however, make a fine instrumental showing, as Eddie Dunstetter demonstrates on this 1963 track, played on the Robert Morton pipe organ in the Lauren Whitney Studio in Glendale, California. In 1992, Bob Ralston, formerly pianist, organist and arranger for the long-running Lawrence Welk TV shows that can still be seen on reruns in some American towns, recorded a Christmas album on the Grand Barton, then in the Granada Theatre, Kansas City. Until then, I wasn't a great fan of Christmas music, so I was surprised when I really enjoyed the album, and it opened my ears for other recordings of seasonal fare. One track that particularly caught my ear was Bob's combination of Caroling, Caroling Through the Snow and Star Carol.
Thank you.
Carol of the Bells, cleverly morphing into My Favourite Things from The Sound of Music, the arranging and performing talents of Robert Madoff and David Messinio in duet on the fabulous Wurlitzer in the Paramount Brooklyn that became the gymnasium for the University of Long Island, New York. Work is now underway to return it back to a centre for the performing arts. Fortunately, much of the ornate plasterwork was left intact by the university. And as the icing on that great news, the Wurlitzer is still in situ and regularly played and maintained. The next piece was originally composed for a party celebration of West Indians, hence the Calypso rhythm. Then in 1956 it was repurposed as a Christmas song. Harry Belafonte heard and subsequently recorded it, and it went to number one in the UK and became the first single to sell a million copies in the UK alone. Ron Rhode arranged the song for a CD taped on the ex-Minnesota Theatre Wurlitzer, then in a private home somewhere in the USA. Here's Mary's Boy Child. Christmas wouldn't be quite the same without at least a little music from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite. So here's the march from that ballet, arranged for theatre pipes and grand piano by Jelani Ennington and David Harris. The pipes are the Robert Morton instrument that in 2003 were in the massive music room of the Van der Molen family in Wheaton, Illinois. Thank you. Time for me to close out the first of this year's Hot Pipes Christmas shows, so it's over to Walt Stoney at the console of another Robert Morton, located in the unlikely setting of the Count's Einstone Vineyards in Northern California's wine country. A favourite of theatre organists around the world, this is Percy Faith, Brazilian Sleigh Bells. With just a few weeks to go before Christmas, I do hope that you're enjoying this season of good cheer and goodwill towards fellow man. We could certainly use more of that in the world right now. Please join me next week at the same time for more Christmas music played on the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ. Until then, this is Steve Ashley, signing off. Bye for now.